Congressman Steve Cohen, thank you for joining me. Congressman, the media has described the current state of affairs as a game of chicken, a standoff, an impasse, which I think is to suggest that this debate has two reasonable sides to it. How do you and the Democrats characterize the situation?
Well, it's just a sad case of the leadership, which is Republican, being controlled by the Tea Party faction and making demands that are unreasonable and political in nature and shutting down the government. It's really a very sad day in government because there's been no effort to work with the Democrats in the House. We've been trying to get a conference committee set up for 6 months, and they didn't ever respond to us. So this is just it's an amateur night, like the Fonz.
Can you paint a quick picture for us what things are like there in the Capitol building outside the chambers?
There's not a lot of collegiality between the members at this point. I believe, and I guess most of my colleagues would believe, that the other side has been irresponsible and reckless and put politics ahead of government, ahead of policy. They've said they've been a lot of prevarications about the Affordable Care Act, PolitiFact. A respected nonpartisan independent press group has said over the years they've been lying about the Affordable Care Act, saying it was death panels, which wasn't true, saying it was government takeover of health care, which wasn't true, and now they're saying that government employees are getting a special deal, which really isn't true either. They got a special deal when they were put out of their health care system and had their subsidies taken away from them.
So is it very frustrating to not be able to get anywhere with these people you have to work so closely with every day?
No, it's terribly frustrating. We've accepted their budget numbers, which are not the budget numbers we like for a continuing resolution. They're even less than the Paul Ryan budget. And even after they got that, they wouldn't take it. They came and attached all these provisions concerning the Affordable Care Act to it, which were really unreasonable provisions. And when they came to power, they said they weren't going to put two bills together, that each bill would be separate and every bill be voted on for its merits, and they wouldn't do anything with putting bills together and log rolling. Well, they've log rolled. So they're not even true to their own principles anymore.
Could we see more government shutdowns happening in the future now that radical politicians view this as an effective political
strategy? Well, I don't know how effective it's going to be, and I think they're going to find out it's not a good idea for them politically. And I think, you know, the problem is we have such redistricting in this country right now that is probably not going to affect some of these people in their districts, and they could get elected almost no matter what they did. And some of the people in their districts are pretty, you know, insular and homogeneous and not concerned about the whole picture in America. So I don't know if it'll bring the Republican Party down or not. I hope, certainly wish we didn't have a shutdown of government, but if it brings about the Democratic Congress, that's what America needs.
Yeah, what do you think is going to be the short-term fallout of the shutdown in the government?
I think the Republicans people are going to realize that this group that's not ready for prime time, that's a bunch of neophytes that came up here and are trying to change the world, don't understand compromise, don't understand the American system and how everybody needs to work together, and that we're, you know, like, you know, boats rise or fall, and they're not too concerned about some of the people who might, you know, be in the smaller vessels.
Is there anything that Republicans can come up with at this point that could tantalize you back into negotiations?
They don't have it. We already agreed to their budget numbers. The budget's supposed to be about the budget numbers. We agreed to their budget numbers. They won. Then they threw on something else. You know, somebody takes your wife and your child and holds them hostage, and, you know, and you pay something, and they're still going to keep them and use them for a few weeks or something. Nothing to negotiate.
Congressman Cohen, thank you for your time.